Perhaps the biggest lie told in support of efforts to repeal and replace Obamacare is that the current system is collapsing. Not true. Everyone who has insurance from their employer and everyone who is currently receiving Medicaid or Medicare is in the same situation as last year. The problems only exist for individual policies available on the exchanges. Given the rhetoric from Republicans, you would think that a significant percentage of Americans have no insurance plan they can buy. In fact, the grand total of only 46 counties out of over 3,000 have no insurance company currently offering policies for calendar 2018. Meanwhile, there are 967 counties offering three or more choices of plans. Under the Affordable Care Act, all individuals who receive health insurance are protected against the old tricks that insurance companies played to either not insure or charge extra to those who are most in need of insurance. Insurance companies now are limited by how much more they can charge older people than younger ones. They must permit children to stay on their parents' family policy up to age 26. And, of course, they cannot discriminate against those with pre-existing conditions. All of these protections go out the window with the various repeal and replace versions because those permit states to opt out of some of these regulations. In just a few short years that Obamacare has been operating, the reduction in the number of uninsured has led to improved health outcomes. People who got onto Medicaid began to get normal preventive care. According to a study which surveyed 9,000 low-income adults in Kentucky and Arkansas, which expanded Medicaid, and Texas, which did not, and I quote, "Expansion was associated with significantly increased access to primary care, improved affordability of medications, reduced out-of-pocket spending, reduced likelihood of emergency department visits, and increased outpatient visits. Screening for diabetes and regular care for chronic conditions all increased significantly. Quality of care ratings improved significantly, as did the number of adults reporting excellent health," end quote. These facts represent support for Vice President Biden's statement that he whispered to President Obama. The Affordable Care Act was indeed a big bleeping deal. So the first thing people have to realize is that the Republicans are just lying about how horrible things are under the Affordable Care Act. Now, even if the general public does not know all of these facts, the one thing they apparently do know is that the repeal and replace House and Senate bills are abominations. I personally think the worst part of both of them is the attempt to use the bill to destroy Medicaid as we know it by capping it at a fixed dollar amount. Luckily, it appears that the majority of people understand that Medicaid is not just for the poor. For example, over 60% of nursing home residents are on Medicaid, and this includes many middle-class people who have outlived their savings. It is possible, however, that some listeners have heard Republicans attempt to defend the repeal and replace bills by stating that in total dollars, the Medicaid budget will rise over the period covered by the cuts I have referred to. It is true that after the cuts have occurred, the total absolute number of dollars spent on Medicaid in 2025 will be higher than today. These Republicans therefore insist that the $800 billion reduction in Medicaid budgets are actually increases, just at a slower rate. No one should be fooled by this. With the population increasing and the cost of medical care increasing, the budget has to increase in absolute dollars just to keep the current level of services. With the $800 billion reduction built into the program, many people who depend on Medicaid will lose it. The Senate bill is truly an abomination.